Let's talk a little bit more about rebuilding, because there is such a job ahead of us. These thousands and thousands of structures and homes destroyed by the fires. Businesses are feeling the fallout. It's going to put a strain on the supply chain, not only here, but other states are talking about this. Ports up and down the coast, different trucking companies. We'll talk live now with supply chain expert and president of LMA Consulting Group, Lisa Anderson.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, great to be here.
A lot of ground to cover. What's your biggest concern?
Well, definitely concerned about the misalignment of demand. So because the region has been so impacted, for example, your local Target store may not have the same demand as it used to have, because people are going to be displaced, moving around. And once demand gets misaligned, it can be somewhat like the pandemic. You know, all bets are off in terms of availability, et cetera.
If people are trying to have something done now or in the process of trying to get some work done on their home, is this a kind of like finish that up now before everybody else needs to, you know, rebuild theirs?
Oh, definitely. The building and construction products industry is going to take off. Strongly, because there's going to be so much rebuilding and lack of materials and availability and labor. For sure, you should definitely do it now. Do it now, for sure.
What's the cost going to be later?
Well, unfortunately, this is not going to help our inflationary pressures, because there's going to be a significant need all at one time as folks are rebuilding and fixing issues from the wind, et cetera. So it's going to be inflationary. Hopefully we can keep it to a minimum, but it's definitely going to have an inflationary impact.
What are some of these big trade groups and big organizations trying to do to get ready for this? If they've got, they know they have at least a little bit of time before people are actually back in there and the debris is cleared. So now it's kind of crunch time to get prepared if you can.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Definitely buying ahead. Similar to we've been buying ahead from the port's perspective because of the tariffs. In this case, we need to be buying ahead because of the potential shortages and also inflationary pressures associated with fixing wind damage and house upgrades. And it's not going to just impact the particular region that had the fires, because of course, once that region gets impacted by everyone needing to rebuild, it's going to spread.
Supply chain expert, president of LMA Consulting Group, that's Lisa Anderson. Lisa, thanks.